This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
There's a hot link place that I used to eat at way back in the day.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old Dirty Show T-Mill, a.k.a. Psycho T, have the latest. And the latest is Tyler's showing his nipples and has reached the past dew point of shaving his chest. And now it's going to be hard.
I thought I was just reaching that point.
Of what?
It's not too thick on the chest yet.
It's getting a little mangy. Yeah,
I don't know, man.
That's a tough
like
stage.
You're starting to get to where it's going to take you a long time, or it gets to a point where you're like, God, all right, this is going to be an hour, so I'm going to put this out. I'm going to put it back, and next thing you know, you're giving Tom Selleck a run for his money.
That line of thinking is hard to argue with.
Yeah. I think you got to attack that now before it gets away. All right. It is a little 5 o'clock fire, and the big news of the day in the sports world, this is in the last hour, it's over in Baltimore. The Ravens and head coach John Harbaugh have mutually agreed to part ways, according to multiple sources, and this from Jordan Schultz of Fox Sports. Harbaugh, who helped guide the Ravens to a Super Bowl title in 2012, won nearly 300 games during his outstanding 18-year tenure, a massive shakeup in Baltimore. He also went on to report that Steve Bisciotti spent all day meeting with John Harbaugh, the owner. It was a very open conversation, and that was quite difficult at times. And in the end, like all things, it was just time between John Harbaugh and the Baltimore Ravens. Surprised by this?
Yeah, I'm surprised by it. I 18 years is a long time. And, you know, I know a lot of coaches, whether it's high school, college, or pros. And, you know, one of the most odd things that we don't think about is – as fans or as someone that's outside the profession is when you have so much success early on and for an extended period of time, it people become like they expect you to win and compete at a Super Bowl level every single year. And it becomes a point where nobody's happy unless you get 12 plus wins. Nobody's happy unless you're competing for a Super Bowl. And there is just zero grace whatsoever. And I don't know if that's this kind of situation, but I know a lot of coaches that have been in that situation where it's like, hey, man, it's just time for me to move on. I got a really good thing going here. Harbaugh, I believe, thinks he's got a much better team than what they did this year, missing the playoffs. Could come back next year, get some guys healthy, change some things, and make a real run with the pieces that they have in place. But I would imagine this is just one of those that situations that's worn on the coach to a point of like, man, if I don't achieve greatness, if we have anything happen, injuries or anything happen, and I don't achieve greatness, or I'm not on the verge of achieving greatness, then all of a sudden, internally, the pressure's ratcheted up to a point where I can't enjoy what I'm doing anymore, so it's time for me to move on. I would imagine it's more of one of those situations, given what you just laid out of how the conversations went on, were extended. Because usually, look, if you're firing somebody, hey, Ron, we're going to let you go, man. Get up out of here. We'll see you later. We don't need to talk for 6 hours.
Yeah, that Pete Carroll meeting with Mark Davis wasn't long.
Yeah, no, it wasn't long. Hey, man, appreciate 1 year. Thank you, Coach. No disrespect. You're a legend, Hall of Famer. But
we just got to go in a different direction.
We got to go in a different direction. If it's one that's the conversation goes on and on and on and on, I would imagine this is, hey, man, I can't win for losing, man. The grace that I'm given is no longer makes it enjoyable to me here in Baltimore anyway.
Fellas, it just felt like something was going to have to change. Like, it felt like to me something big was going to have to change in that whether it's the coach. I don't think it would be the quarterback. Like, it just seemed like that group was hitting their head and it just seemed like it wasn't working. And it like, when I say not working to reach the ultimate prize, whether it's John and Lamar and Derrick Henry, whatever, like they brought in coordinators. They've changed the coordinators. By the way, shout out to John Harbaugh. We've talked about the kind of the issues D'Amico may have. This guy's a special teams coach. He's having to fill the OC and DC over an 18-year period to be as successful as they were, to almost win 300 games. But it just felt like in Baltimore, they needed a shift and change.
Agreed.
They just rolling
got stale,
through this.
Didn't it?
Yeah. Something was just like, I don't know, man, we're not going to get past this. Because, it, you know, like in Buffalo, you could say, boy, they just have a hard time getting past Kansas City. Baltimore, man, it's a lot of them. It's not even just a particular team, man. They just seem to run they've run their head against Tennessee. They've run their head against Buffalo, Cincy, Kansas City. Like they have done, and it's just like, we know they're a good team, but something is off in this group. And now I think obviously this is a huge change, because I think the whole coaching staff probably changes as well when they bring in their guy. By the way, you think John Harbaugh is somebody that will immediately jump back in? You think he's a coach on the sideline?
Well,
next
I mean,
year?
Look, if you look at his brother and apparently how tied in his family is, it's really all they know. So I would imagine
somebody just texted in, he'll have a job tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would happen pretty quick. I got to believe with this many openings, and I got to believe he's got to be the top guy, right? I mean, right this second, he's got to be
the
top guy.
So. Yeah.
I mean, unless there's a coordinator out there that. That's super hot.
It doesn't
right
feel
now.
Like there's a Ben Johnson
yeah,
there, right now.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it. But, I would think he would have a job fairly quickly. Hell, I'd be willing to bet you that there's teams like Miami that would fire their current head coach just to get a shot at a guy Harbaugh, since Harbaugh's on the market.
And by the way, it's worked. Mike Vrabel got fired from Tennessee, came right in, and look at New England.
I think what Baltimore does next is the most interesting piece to this thing.
Because how much does Lamar have
bingo
play a role in it?
Bingo. Yeah. I mean, because you got, I've said it before, fair or foul, when you're the quarterback and whether this is Super Bowl, a superstar quarterback, whether you're paid yet or not is irrelevant. I mean, the reality of it is Lamar's been there for several years when there was like, hey, man, we're good enough to win a Super Bowl. And for whatever reason, it hasn't happened. And you wonder how much of that's going to fall in the lap of Lamar Jackson, in a sense of just not being able to get it done. We'll see. And then you look at, like, with him under contract, how do they hire around him? What offensive coordinator scheme? What scheme do they bring in? It's going to be hell of a. What is that? Five jobs? Six jobs? Is that six? Five or six?
I can't remember.
You had four on the sheet the other day.
Yeah, and the Giants had already made a move earlier, so that's it. So I guess five, right?
Yeah.
Tennessee had made a move too. So maybe Tennessee and the Giants add to Atlanta. Atlanta's not a bad one if I'm Harbaugh. Atlanta, yep. The Raiders, the Cardinals. Browns, there's and the
more,
Cardinals.
There's more
so
than
there's
five.
Six. Yeah, so that's six at least right there. No, man, it will be really something to watch to see how both sides, both directions go with Harbaugh himself, and then where the Ravens go. So. A big change in the AFC with the Baltimore Ravens.
5 o'clock fire.
Something here that I got to believe there's not an end to the – we haven't seen the end to this story, but a roster move with the Texans. Darryl Taylor, edge rusher that I think there was a lot of excitement about him coming into the season. He's been on injury reserve most of the year with an injury. They've activated him to the roster, and he has made a full recovery and now is back a part of the 53-man roster from the injury reserve. But, Clint, in order to make that move, and I think this feels like it's bigger than the addition of bringing Darryl Taylor back, and that is they've released safety Kevon Wallace, who, number 38, if you're trying to figure out who that is, Kevon Wallace, if you're not, they've released him. And he is no longer, at least at this point, on the roster. And he had been playing a significant role the last several weeks and getting starter snaps and minutes the past several weeks. That can't be the end of it right there. That would be interesting because he was really coming along. And I know we've talked about him multiple times over the last couple of weeks. But right now, he is no longer a part of this roster to make room for Darryl Taylor.
Yeah, this is an interesting one to me. Now, I don't know anything about Kayvon Wallace. I don't know if he's a loose cannon. I don't know if there's something could have happened something behind that, closed yeah. doors where D'Amico, he fell out of good grace with Nico. But I got to believe, given what has taken place over the last 2 to 3 weeks, you look at this, Miles Bryant was a guy that, I mean, D'Amico Ryans, I trust this guy more than probably anybody on the team, and this guy can play multiple positions. If anything happens in any position in the secondary, this is the guy that I trust to know what to do. And he's getting a lot of run because your safeties have all been injured. And all of a sudden, this Kayvon Wallace guy who's longer, bigger, longer, faster, more physical, all of a sudden he comes out of nowhere and plays really well for two, maybe
it's
3 weeks.
Another five. Another
yeah,
five
yeah, an, another one. Like flashes on the film. And D'Amico Ryan says, oh, no, look, he communicated at an unbelievable level. He earned this. And then he goes out there and plays well. I got to believe that this is just a red tape deal of they had to make room. Hey, Kayvon Wallace talking to his agent. Hey, man, we're going to bring you back. We're not cutting ties. We need to free up this space. By the end of the week, we'll have you back on the roster. You're gonna be a starter. You're gonna play. You're gonna practice like you always do. I would imagine that's the case here. I wouldn't think that they're parting ways with Kayvon Wallace.
Text line coming in. Wallace was terrible on Sunday. It makes sense.
No, Wallace wasn't. I don't know what game you watched. Now you can look at now after Alec Pierce has torched everybody on the team. He somehow gets matched up with a basic motion on number 38 outside.
Twice,
and by the way, Pierce didn't catch that ball.
Hell, he tackled him twice.
He tackled him, but the point being is like that. If you want to talk about that, I mean that's not what he's out there for. He's a safety. He tackles really well. He definitely is a swarm type of player. And I'm just basing it. Look, I mean you can think what you want to think. I'm just basing it off of what D'Amico Ryans has said. I mean D'Amico Ryans doesn't take a great communicator and a guy that's earned the reps and the guy goes out there and plays well for a couple of weeks and then just says, oh no, we're gonna cut him. I mean, C.J. Gardner-Johnson got cut because clearly there was multiple weeks of missed assignments and probably bucking the system.
I was going to say, there's probably a personality situation there.
Yeah. Look, I'm not saying Kayvon Wallace is the best thing since sliced bread, but I mean, falling out of grace with the head coach that quick to where you get cut for Darryl Taylor to get on the roster is very interesting. I'll be shocked if we don't see him on the field Sunday or Monday.
Yeah, that's one we're going to keep watching. I don't know, man. Maybe Kayvon is a special cat. I just don't think Kayvon is out here doing stuff. I think he's got to understand where he is. He's not in a place where he get to come out there and just say whatever the hell he wants to say right. Or do whatever he wants to do. We'll We'll see. I'm with you. There's got to be more to this story than to have a guy who has been starting. I mean, you could have cut Miles Bryant. You could have. There's a lot of other places to go. So I'm with you. There's going to be something more to watch with this story.
5 o'clock fire.
All right. More news in the NFL. This is funny because we talked about this during the beginning of the season when we were looking at the Bobby Slowick and C.J. Stroud thing. And I remember talking about, like, can you imagine what would have to happen for Cliff Kingsbury to be a one-and-done the way – or a two-and-done the way that Bobby Slowick was? Well, it happened. Apparently, Cliff Kingsbury, and he is out. The reports are that him and head coach Dan Quinn of the Commanders – offense mutually agreed to part ways. There were reports from Josina Anderson that they didn't see eye to eye on how the offense should be run for Daniels moving forward. So Cliff is out. Not just Cliff, both. I think they parted ways with both coordinators.
Yeah,
the offense and the defensive coordinator. So Cliff Kingsbury, somebody who is out there on the market and available potentially for another OC job, or as you've said, we talked during the break or during the pre-show that potentially he's going to get looks as a head coaching candidate. But again, I would not have thought after Daniel's first season that he would be out. It seems like this is more of a disagreement on how the offense should be run.
Well, Cliff doesn't strike me as a guy that would be told how to run his offense or what he wants to do, or even, you know, I think he would walk away from a situation before he let a defensive-minded coach in Quinn say, hey, I want the offense to look like this. Apparently there was a long-term plan that was being discussed for Jaden Daniels, and I would imagine that didn't entail Cliff Kingsbury continuing to run his offense the way he wants to run it. He doesn't seem like a guy that would sit, you know, that would just kind of sit tight and go, yeah, just I want to have a job and I'll do it your way. He seems like a guy that's like, I want full control of the offense. Now, you can handle personnel if you want to, but I want full control of the offense. I'm going to do what I want to do. And the minute that you start stepping on my toes, I'm going to bow up out of here. Now, whether that's healthy for him or not, I would imagine after being a head coach and being as highly thought of as an offensive mind as he is and knowing him, I mean, the arrogant side of him is
– And Clint, they did this right after – Jalen Daniels vouched for him in his Monday press conference.
Mm-hmm.
Like, apparently offensive players were against this move for Cliff to be out of there. But I certainly think he will find another gig.
I would think so.
An OC.
I would think so. Ron, the thing about him, and we talked about this before the show, the thing about Cliff is that you can't ignore the success that he had early on with Kyler Murray. You can't ignore the success that he had in year one with Jaden Daniels. Obviously, Mahomes is in his background as well.
Baker,
There's the crossing pass with Baker there. You know, there's some crossing pass with Johnny Manziel in that crazy year he had.
Yep.
And so there's in today's world with so many young quarterbacks coming out of that air raid system or a version of the air raid system, it's hard to ignore the success that he's had with young quarterbacks in his system and how easy it is for those guys to grasp it. It's hard to ignore that in this world of football where it's, what have you done for me lately? I mean, nobody wants to do what Houston's doing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like nobody wants to, no owner and no head coach that's not an offensive mind that wants to go, hey man, we're going to hire this guy and we're going to be super patient for 2 or 3 years until our quarterback gets a grasp on this offense. And then hopefully it can be explosive. They won't come in right now. I want my guy to be a top 10 quarterback. I want my guy to perform at a high level. We got to get this guy playing as many years as we can before we re-up the contract. We've got to get him playing at a top 10 level. And that it's hard with him. It's hard to ignore that part of it with Cliff Kingsbury. As bad as some of the other stuff is, I know it's hard to even forget about the whole the way he handled Johnny Manziel in the night when he went out the night before the game.
Yeah, I don't give a damn about that.
Yeah, it's hard to ignore that, but it's the reality of it is, man, that offense, it gets off the ground fast. Yeah.
By the way, Clemson's already after Todd.
Todd Monken?
Yep.
Didn't they just hire Chad?
Apparently, they're talking to to him about their OC gig.
I thought they just hired Chad Morris.
I just read.
Chad gonna get a buyout, another buyout. He didn't have the job for a week.
Coming up, should we have any concerns about this part of the text? Should we have any concerns about it? We'll just.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay per listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Discuss that next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Cubley.
All right, it is playoff week. And remember, everything is pushed back. So they play on Monday. So we'll hear from D'Amico, and we'll hear from CJ, and we'll hear from Nick Cayley and everybody a day later. We'll hear from them on Thursday and Friday instead of Wednesday and Thursday. We will still have our Texans report with B. Scott tomorrow. But big, big, big playoff week, as they don't have to play the Saturday game, baby. They play Monday. They play Monday night.
They got
football.
Out of that old Saturday slot, didn't they?
Yep. They'll know exactly where they're going to be going.
Big shout out to Carolina for getting that one.
Yeah, Carolina stepped in.
Did Carolina catch it?
Who did catch? That sounds like
it's got to be Rams, Carolina, right?
That sounds like a Carolina. I don't know. The Rams may be a team that they may not want to. Who is getting that? Let's see here. Let me pull her up. Wild card round. You're right, but it's 3:30. Panthers hosting the Rams, and then Packers Bears that night. Yeah. So. I'm surprised they didn't put the Bills and the Jags at the night game. But New England Chargers night game on Sunday. But yep, you're right. The Panthers took that spot. I still don't think the Texans would have been in that Saturday night. So especially with I know the Steelers playing Sunday night, so they probably allow them a little bit more time to rest as well. But good for them. off that Saturday. I was listening to Hannah and
Cal.
And Cal, they were very excited about that.
The Monday night part of it?
Well, yeah, not playing on Saturday.
Oh, just not playing on Saturday, yeah.
Not playing Saturday on 3:30. It's a little different. So big. But Clint, I'm wondering to you and to people, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, if you are ready and prepared to have a big boy sports conversation, please join in. If not, just, I guess, cry and complain and
see
what you're going to do.
Just sit it out.
I mean, you can cry and complain. That's fine. But we're going to have a big boy conversation here. The Texans, we know exactly how they're going to get to the place that they want to get to.
Mm-hmm.
Their defense is going to lead it. They've got the number one defense. They've had the number one scoring defense for most of the year. The Seahawks just kind of passed them up here in the last week. But they have been top five in everything. That they have been the driving force for this team to have won 9 in a row to get to 12 wins and be a sexy Super Bowl pick coming out of the AFC. They have appeared a little more normal the last month. 4 out of their last 5 games, they've given up over 300 yards in total offense. And some of them to opponents you'd kind of be surprised by. That first half, yes, there was no Kamari Lassiter, but that first half, they had given up 17. They allowed just over 16 a game. They gave up 17 in the first half to Riley Leonard and that Colts team. The Raiders, that was surprising to me. I thought they had a chance to shut the Raiders out, and they gave up 21 to the Raiders. Just here of late, they have still been very, very good. But it does feel like the better teams they play, obviously the better their defense is going to have to be. And they definitely need to tighten that thing back up, because before this stretch of games of the Cardinals, Raiders, Chargers, and Colts, I mean, there were times teams just, you didn't even know if they could even get first downs.
Yeah.
They could move the ball, and it's been less of that lately. And hopefully they get back to that going into the playoffs.
Yeah, it'll be interesting because, you know, I think if you look down the list, you mentioned a couple of them, but you can even go into Jacksonville game where Davis Mills had to bring them back. I mean, you know, the pocket passer, you know, that has the ability to not escape, but the ability to buy a little bit of time in the pocket and then deliver the ball down the field. The vulnerable spot for this defense is when a quarterback can stay on platform in the pocket, maybe slide step and slide up just a little bit, and buy that extra second for that sticky coverage that D'Amico Ryans always talks about to break down, right? It's the toughest job in sports, and when you're on an island one-on-one with an NFL wide receiver, it's damn near impossible to cover them all over the field all the time with this sticky coverage. And I don't know how much Aaron Rodgers is going to hold the football and try to accomplish that, where I think some of these other quarterbacks, They didn't have any problem doing it and taking the hitch. Now, I think Aaron will avoid it early and let the game kind of dictate what they need to do. And as the game goes along, I think he'll then try to stretch the field a little bit and maybe buy a little bit of time. But if you look at – my point is, if you look down the schedule, there's been 3 or 4 quarterbacks that have had more success against this defense than you would expect. Not great success, but more success. I didn't expect Geno Smith to make several throws throughout a game that could even make it interesting with the Raiders. I didn't think – that the Texans were going to have to score 40 points to beat, not that they had to score 40, but I didn't think they were going to score a lot of points to beat the Cardinals and Jacoby Brissett, but he was able to make several throws over the top. You just mentioned the first half against Riley Leonard. We've seen it, right? And so if there is a place where –
that's not supposed to happen.
Right. Well, if there is a place where this defense can be attacked, it is that quarterback that buys – don't get off platform now. You get outside the confines of the pocket, the swarm mentality is going to eat your ass up, and Aaron Rodgers ain't going to make it. He's going to make it to the fourth quarter. But if you stay within that pocket, stay protected, slide a little bit, buy a little bit of time, you may get hit a few times, but throughout you're going to hit a couple of big plays, and that's where this defense has not struggled. But when they do give up those big plays, it becomes a one-score game. It becomes a game where it's on pins and needles, and it forces the Texans' offense to then go make plays. Now, they've been really good down the stretch in the fourth quarter finishing, but that's got to be the recipe to compete with the Texans, is make enough plays offensively whenever it presents itself. It could be out of the gate like it was with Seattle, or it could be down the stretch like Seattle or Indy, or it could be down the stretch throughout the game. Either way it goes, make enough plays to force Houston's offense out of their comfort zone. And you know, the reality of it is you've seen a handful of guys do that. And I think whether it's Sam Darnold or it's, I mean, that those are the guys that the guys that leave the pocket, the Justin Herberts, the Josh Allens, like those guys are just
the guys that want to hold it.
Yes.
They and get try to up. Make plays. Yes. They've gotten some on them, but they hold it. That's when you start to see the high sack numbers. Those other guys, like Geno, he was doing everything to get rid of the thing to not get hit.
Yeah.
And Riley Leonard a little bit last week. You could clear. Yo, this third down and nine, Riley Leonard is immediately throwing it 5 yards like he. But those other guys that try to extend things, text line coming in. The Texans seem to play to their opponent's level, sack Josh Allen 9 times, and almost lose to the Colts. Maybe this can help us in the playoffs, considering everybody's pretty damn good. I would just say that doesn't seem to be the Texans' get down and their approach to things. I'm sorry, I didn't. I've never watched the Texans' defense and thought they're letting up.
Yeah,
they're not. Like I think they've just got like I don't think Henry Toa was playing to his opponent. I think Henry Toa versus running backs
Ashton Jeanty
on a go route it's a problem, right? I don't think he was playing down to his competition. Like I think. Trey McBride was giving them problems with the Cardinals, and Alec Pierce down the field was giving them problems, right? I don't think they were because that's just not how they're coached and how they operate. Yeah. Well, they beat the brakes off of defensively the Titans every time they played them.
Well, that's the deal here is we just outlined all the quarterbacks that kind of from inside the well, if you will, have been able to create a little extra split second to get the ball down the field, and they've had success doing it. And it's not a ton of success. It's just enough success to put the game on the Texans' offense, and that's going to be the recipe, right? The other part of it is I mean, we've seen very few. Now, you saw the tight end in Arizona have a big night, but Alec Pierce has had some big-time success against this Texans' defense. And now he's not cut from the exact same cloth that DK Metcalf is, but it's very similar. The bigger bodied, longer, rangier, go up and get it, big play, go route running type of wide receiver. And so if you talk about the receivers that have had success, it's those kind of guys as well. So there are some things to discuss here with Pittsburgh. I believe this. I believe on both sides of the ball. I believe on both sides of the football that Pittsburgh is significantly better than the numbers will tell you they are. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to be as good as you've seen this year in a sense of avoiding the blow-up play and avoiding letting Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter just beat the hell out of him and create second and third and longs. I think he's going to be as good as there is in that, as we've seen, right? I think defensively they got the ability with two edge rushers and an interior presence that can be a real problem versus a run and in pass rush. So I think this team is significantly better than they've played all year long. I'm obviously a bigger believer than most in Aaron Rodgers as well, with a veteran mind in a sense of being able to. I would much rather this Pittsburgh team be quarterbacked by a young guy that doesn't know what the hell's going on and is going to get overwhelmed. Right? I don't think you're going to get that from Aaron Rodgers.
No, Aaron faced this team last year with the Jets.
I remember that.
He faced this team last year with the Jets. You know, Devontae Adams isn't out there, but DK Metcalf is back for them in that game, which is a big deal. I don't know. Listen, their defense is amazing, but they have to be amazing on this run. And they've got to get to where they were before this four-game stretch, where they just absolutely suffocated and choked. Like, getting 200 yards was a chore for the Bills and the Chiefs. Like, they've got to get back to that. All right, coming up, T-Mill's Best Bets. He's going to get this week started off right, a little basketball. And I'll be honest, I can't believe I'm saying this. I don't think Clint can believe he's saying this, but I think this is true. We'll discuss what that is coming up next.
Rock and roll!
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Meow.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. Coming up here in just a bit, Texans All Access, Mark Vandermeer, John Harris, an old Texans legend in the building, tight end Owen Daniels. He will join the fellas. Did Dalton Schultz just pass him up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he broke one of those records for a season.
I want Owen to come on pissed about it. I want him to come on like, nah, man.
I was like,
nah. I want him to suit back up to try to break this thing. That's what I want him to do.
Owen was great, man. Really enjoyed Owen as a tight end for these Texans.
Looks like he's still playing.
Got a signed football by old Owen Daniels in the man cave.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'll be damned.
Won it on Twitter when I was at A&M somehow.
Yeah.
Is he an Aggie or no?
No.
He's Wisconsin? Where's he from?
I think you might be right. I think he might be a Badger.
I think it was red and white. I don't remember. I think it was Wisconsin. Let me check that.
It might have been a Razorback.
No, that I know.
You know if it was that red and white? You know
that's
that?
Cardinal, by
yeah,
the way.
He's a Badger.
So, oh, sorry.
Confirmed.
You're right. Crimson over there in Kansas. All right. But no, that's coming up. Texans All Access. They have Owen Daniels as a guest coming up after we get done. Area 45 back at it tonight. Again, 8 to 12, 8 to midnight. The best late night sports show in all of Houston. Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton in the building. They'll be doing that.
When you play that drop, I always think it's actually you doing it. It takes me a minute to
is that
to
what
register.
It is?
That's OPC. That's OPC.
Can we have a Creighton off? Let me hear one more. Let me hear the one more time.
No, yeah. Tyler, you saw
it. I was trying.
I mean, no, you weren't.
You used it.
I mean, you were trying your damnedest to make that sexual.
Let me try again.
You sound like you finished. Okay.
No,
right. Now you added back to backers.
Oh, hey, I was legit trying.
I mean, I can't tell if you're finishing or if you're trying to start your old man voice. I can't figure out which one that was.
I felt finished. I felt finished.
Be cautious with Creighton tonight.
Sound like old TL from Landman. He sounded like that's how he would sound like. He was
on DL out there floating in that water with that scripper, ain't he?
I told y'all last week I'd started Landman. God, that show was good.
Oh, is that like I did? I just finished up Tulsa King. That there, boy. I just keep waiting for him to get killed.
I ain't started the second season yet.
Oh, Tulsa King? Oh, I've moved to the third. Yeah, I ran through that. Yeah, that was pretty strong.
I think my mayor of Kingstown done came up with another episode.
I was about to start. I think I was thinking about starting that up.
A good one.
Might do
that.
That's
a good one, Coach Jones.
All right.
It ain't Landman good, but it's good.
Yeah, old Taylor Sheridan, a.k.a. Shonda Rhimes of Paramount. He's got it
hot,
rolling. Yeah, he's got it rolling. All right, T-Mill's Best Bets coming up here in just a minute. Hey, Clint, this was a thing that became a thing in the middle of the show, but I'm serious. I can't believe that we have arrived here, but I just had to be honest and looking at everything that we've seen. I thought one of the clear advantages that the Texans was going to have from here on out is they're going to have the best quarterback in the division and they're going to have the best coach in the division. Like, I thought that was a clear thing. And I still believe they have the best coach, although that guy in Jacksonville is coming on. I still think they have the best coach in being what Tennessee's doing in their interview process. I still think they will definitely have the best coach. But I don't think they have the best quarterback anymore. And I can't believe I've arrived at this point over the last 3 years. But now and then moving forward, Clint, I think Trevor Lawrence has passed C.J. Stroud at this point of being the best quarterback in the AFC South. And I feel most confident with him and what's around him. And I think that's the big reason for me. Liam Cohen and what they're doing around him, right? Like you said, man, look at them receivers they got. Travis Hunter's hurt, and he's going to come back down the line. I think they have put the great, great things around him, from the coach to the offensive mind to the players around him, and I think Trevor probably continues this run that he's on, more likely to be this run than the guy that we start seeing previous. And I didn't think I would ever say that, but I think he's passed up C.J. Stroud at this point.
Oh, I don't doubt it one bit. I agree wholeheartedly. I think the best quarterback in this division right now is Trevor Lawrence. The reality of it is you got C.J. Stroud that is backslid from his rookie year and maybe you can say is sitting idle right now. And Trevor Lawrence, while he's been inconsistent, right now is playing his best football, and as you said, seems to have some stars aligning that are making him really, really impressive and making him a top 10 quarterback, at the moment in this league. And so, I think now there's a couple of caveats here. I think Trevor Lawrence is in a system
that's a big part
that is going to allow him to be a top 10 quarterback, and it's going to be up to him. Like, can he throw more touchdowns and interceptions, and can he be more clutch? Can he win playoff games? And I think C.J. Stroud is going to be, I mean, you look at it this year. I mean, the biggest moment for the Texans this year at the quarterback position came from the backup, Davis Mills. Every time you talk about the run that the Texans have made and how impressive it's been, it starts with a three-game run by the backup quarterback in one moment that spurred this thing from the backup quarterback. And so to me, it's not necessarily about who is the better passer of the football or who is the better decision maker, but overall who is the best quarterback right now in the NFL. And I think it's hard pressed not to say Trevor Lawrence is that guy. I'll be honest with you. I think we've seen the best of C.J. Stroud as it pertains to being a top 10 quarterback in this league. I don't believe that C.J. Stroud will be viewed and talked about as a top 10 quarterback in this league in this offense.
Yeah,
I just don't think it's going to happen.
Yep.
What they asked their quarterback to do in this league, you look at Tom Brady. I mean, the only reason Tom Brady is viewed as the greatest of all time is because he went and won 6 Super Bowls. It wasn't because he was a better thrower of the football or a better athlete or could put the game on his shoulders and be Superman with all these off-script, off-schedule throws and all that kind of stuff. Now, he was a different kind of Superman, obviously. But, I mean, in this system, in order to be a top quarterback in this league, you've got to consistently live in the playoffs and win championships. And I just I think we've seen the best of CJ Stroud that rookie year.
And some of it is not on CJ, because I mean it's just what they're asking. Like the Jags are trying to play and win because of Trevor. I think the Texans are trying to win with CJ. I think the Jags are coming in. Hey man, like Trevor, make some plays. Hey, ball out. Use your legs. Use your arm. I think first and foremost, CJ, don't turn the ball over.
Well, I think everything that Jacksonville's doing. Look what they did at the trade deadline, man. Travis Hunter got hurt. Who they thought was going to be one of their top receivers, along with what's the kid's name out of LSU? Yeah,
Brian Thomas. Jr.
Brian Thomas, like Brian Johnson. Brian Thomas. You know that Brian Thomas isn't having a good year. Hunter goes down. They didn't sit steady and say, "Oh, we'll just deal with what we got." They went out and brought in the best receiver on the free agent, well, not on the free agent, but on the trade market, in Jacoby Myers. It's documented how much he's helped Trevor and how much he's helped this offense. And so, you know, that's the mindset there, is to be more aggressive, do more, be more creative, take a little bit more risk, be more aggressive. And here it is, minimize risk and don't lose the game. I mean, that is ultimately what you're looking at, and just philosophy difference in the two places. And one of them, if the quarterback plays well, he's going to be a top 10 quarterback. The other one, if the quarterback plays well, the defense won the game. The defense won the championship.
All right, listen, go out, check out at T Mill Real Deal. He's got best bets. I think it was both of us. We're going to have to stop doing this to the people. We've got to change the time. We've got to specifically change the time. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. Where do you want T Mill's best bets to be? You want it in the 4 o'clock hour? You want it earlier in the five? Where do we want? We got to change this up, because we got to give this ample time. Again, if you need to catch him, go to at T Mill Real Deal. He's got five on the line tonight. Five on the line, and has decided to go after DeAndre Ayton and Darius Garland.
Sorry, boys.
So he's going after Garland and Ayton. I just can't put money on DeAndre Ayton.
Ooh, DeAndre, that's a tough one for me.
DeAndre Ayton decided to stay home on a snowstorm.
The only thing to be tough, they offered, for what's old boy in Philly?
Oh, yeah, Embiid, he went off last night.
Be another one.
But no, I mean, Ayton said, no, they offered to pick him up in the storm. He said, no, I'm going to stay home. Snowed. So he didn't go out. All right, Clint, great job. Tyler, welcome back. Great job as well. I am Ron. The show is always Houston. We love you, baby.
This ain't bad.
Don't let that dude who picked Albuquerque win again.
Yeah. No question.
I'll never forget that time my mom said, "You know your ass can't swim that well, jumping off them bridges." I said, "Mom, I'm an excellent swimmer." No, you can't do everything. You can't do everything they can do.
Hey, somebody, hey, come on.
Hey, thank you, Tyler Milner.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.